Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Yahweh, God's covenant name, God's sacred covenant name. A little bit of background. Genesis is the book of beginnings, and there we find the story of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, but especially Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then that segues in to the Exodus and the calling of Moses. And there, God defines himself. And nobody defines God except for God himself. Moses asked God, "What is your name?" in Exodus 3:13. And God's response was, "I am who I am." I am means to be. God just is. He didn't come from anywhere. He's not going anywhere. He simply is to be. I am means that he is eternal, self-existent, self-sufficient, unchanging, unique, sovereign. I am is a most important name. In Exodus 3:15, we see that God's name is Yahweh. And it is his forever name. The name Yahweh also means to be. I am and Yahweh are used interchangeably in Exodus 3, 14 and 15. Verse 14, God says, "I am who I am." Verse 14, Moses is to communicate, "I am has sent me to you." Verse 15, Moses is to communicate, "Yahweh has sent me to you. This is my name forever." The self-existent, eternal I am is Yahweh. This is his eternal name by which he is to be known through all generations. Yahweh was considered to be God's most sacred name by the Jews. Exodus 20, verse 7. Yahweh is God's covenant name, forever associated with the Abrahamic covenant and his covenant relationship with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is eternal and unchanging in character and nature. Yahweh now has an eternal and unchanging relationship with Israel. Compare Malachi 3:6. So here's the conclusion of the matter. God's eternal name is I Am, Yahweh, which is forever connected to Israel in a covenant relationship. Thus, Yahweh is his eternal covenant name. It speaks of God's unchanging faithfulness. To say that God is done with Israel is the height of blasphemy because it denies that he is ever the unchanging, faithful covenant God as he has revealed himself to be. The deeper meaning of I am Yahweh, as seen in Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. He is the self-existent eternal God. Number two, he is in an eternal covenant relationship with Israel. Number three, this is his eternal name, signifying eternal covenant faithfulness. Number four, this is how God is to be remembered throughout time. Exodus 6, 6 through 8 presents a sevenfold I will emphasis, indicative of God's covenant relationship with Israel, showing the significance of his name, Yahweh. In Exodus 6:3, it says, God says, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, that is Yahweh, I was not known to them. He was not known as the unchanging covenant God, the faithful covenant God who's unchanging. Well, after revealing that, we then read in Exodus 6, 6 through 8, this sevenfold I will emphasis. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, that's Yahweh. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and great judgments. I will take you as my people. I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. This is how God has revealed himself in connection with Israel. And he has revealed himself as the eternal, unchanging God. He is the covenant God who keeps his word. In the New Testament, we have 7 I am statements applied to Jesus in the Gospel of John. Number 1, I am the bread of life, 6:35. I am the light of the world, 8:12. Number 3, I am the door, chapter 10. I am the good shepherd, 10:11, etc. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And number 7, I am the true vine. John 8:24. Jesus there says to the Jews, I said that you will die in your sins if you do not believe that I am. Of course, in the New King James, it has he, if you do not believe that I am he. But he is italicized, showing it was added by the translators. Literally, what Jesus said, if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. Jesus wasn't saying, you simply have to believe that I exist right at this moment in time. No, when he says, if you don't believe that I am, he is saying, as revealed to Moses back in the Old Testament scriptures. And we know that because as you read on in the chapter, John 8:58 and 59, Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Wow. How could that possibly be? Abraham had lived many, many centuries before this. But he says, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is the eternal I am, as revealed to Moses in Exodus 3. As such, he is the full and final revelation of God. To truly believe in Jesus is to believe in him as the eternal God. And it must be personal, as in my Lord and my God. John 20:28. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.